WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
For this episode of WeatherBrains, I thought we'd deviate just a little bit, and I would read you one of my favorites. And having been a Texas resident for a number of years, it is The Texas Night Before Christmas, as written and illustrated by James Rice. "'Twas the night before Christmas in the cold wintry fog. Nary a critter was moving, nor a lone prairie dog. Then from out of the north the breeze gave a stir. An icy cold blast swirled the fog in a blur. A blue Texas norther roared over the plains. The cold fairly whistled through the loose winder panes. I poked at the fireplace to stir up a flame. The embers glowed redder, but the cold stayed the same. Ma fixed up our dinner to be ready next day and thought about Christmas a few hours away. Our scuffed boots were assembled on the floor pair by pair, where Santy would find 'em, for he soon would be there. The young'uns were bundled down snug in their covers, a sprout of a girl and her two older brothers. So me in my long johns and Ma in her gown, warmed up by the fire before we laid ourselves down. Then from out on the range there came such a ruckus, I ran to the winder to see what the fuss was. Through the blue winter blizzard a scene came to sight. I squinted to see, for there warn't much light. Then stomping and snorting and pawing the ground were eight scroungy longhorns stampeding around in front of a wagon piled full as could be, with boxes and bundles as high as a tree. Then a bellerin' yell soon set them all straight from a fat little old ramrod who put fear in the eight. Well, they weren't really scared. No harm would he cause, for their longhorn head honcho was old Santy Claus. He got their attention and called them by name. Hey, Leadfoot and Walleye, get up there, Culhane. Come on, Gimp and Floppier and Scarface. Start dragging. Get on, Sam and High Hips. Let's move this here wagon. Old Leadfoot, he bellered and lifted his head. Then straight on they trampled through Ma's flower bed. They laid the gate flat and the clothesline went too. Nothing stood in their way as they flat-footed through. Santy pulled them up short on top of the roof after wrecking the porch with their clodhopper hoofs. They rocked our sod shanty, the dirt sifted down, and then through the chimney Santy came with a bound. He was dressed all in rawhide with a Stetson on top. His big Texas boots hit the floor with a clop. He shook his great belly and stomped with each foot, which knocked off a shower of mud, ash, and soot. His eyes were both squinty and his skin was like leather from too much exposure to the raw Texas weather. He looked tough as a horseshoe, but I felt no alarm, 'cause a wink of his eye showed he'd do us no harm. A feed bag of toys he flung from his back, and with nary a word he opened the sack. He filled all the boots and piled them up high, then looked out the winder and up at the sky. The cold Texas norther still whistled and blew, but more young'uns was waiting. His work weren't through. It was hard to just leave and walk to the door to face all them longhorns and the cold as before. He drank some hot mud and hunched close to the heat to soak up the warmth and thaw his cold feet. He could no longer dally or put off the chore, so he gave us a wink and pushed through the door. He prodded the longhorns to get on the go, and the wagon took off through the fog and the snow. He called over the norther before he went out of sight, Merry Christmas, yee-haw, and y'all have a good night. And that's The Texas Night Before Christmas, as written and illustrated by James Rice. And I just love the similarities between the eight scroungy longhorns and the WeatherBrains crew. Merry Christmas to all. That's WeatherBrains 101 for this week. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.